Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Join us every weekday at this time to discuss news, spend time in the Word, and receive answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, Kathy. Here we are in going to be airing, I think this is the March the 5th.
Yes.
Which I believe is a Tuesday, so we are into March already, and man, it's amazing. And then we will be, we'll be talking this week as I think March the 8th, which you kind of had a thought about, and then you checked into it. But what milestone do we get to experience here?
March 8th. So this coming Friday is our 750th episode of the Come and See podcast. Hmm. That's crazy to imagine to me that we've done that many episodes so far.
Yep.
And boy, it's just been such a blessing to be on this journey with you and just to learn and to share and all of the stuff. So we are so thankful for the listeners joining us in all of this. And we are excited. We're going to do something special on the Friday episode, a giveaway of sorts for our listeners. So they should be listening in for details on that to come. But definitely want to tune into that 750th episode.
Yeah. And that'll be Friday the 8th. And what we're thinking about is what we call, certain gifts that is all centered around abiding. Mm-hmm. As you know, now you can see and we got the introduction revised, but our brand of our ministry is called Abide Ministries. Mm-hmm. And again, as just to remind everybody what happened there was that as we've been doing retreats, for now 20 years and expanding, and thousands of people have been through it. And we now develop courses, and churches are starting to use those for their small groups.
Right.
So, by the way, if you have access into your church and you want to connect us up with your small group ministry, we'd be happy to do that, because there's wonderful ways for the small groups to start using our material to get into abiding and then go deeper. But as we decided, okay, how do we express to the churches and the world that doesn't really know us yet? People that have been through the retreats, they know us, and it's by word of mouth. It's always been by word of mouth and grown tremendously. But God said, okay, get ready for the next level. How do we express that? We had this agency out of Texas that does work for C12 and other ministries. They're really good at helping kind of understand, the message. Mm-hmm. So this one guy, Sergio, he just went out because he's been through a retreat, and he went to other people who had been through retreats and just said, what's your impression of, Living Waters? Mm-hmm. And their comment, and he said 90% of them responded this way. Oh, you mean the Abide Ministry?
Right. Right. And that is definitely what we're known for.
Yeah, because we know, and we've been given, and we're going to keep telling everybody that life with God, which he says in John 15:5, apart from me, you can see the verse on the right behind me, abide in me and I in you, you can do nothing. And we know that. Mm-hmm. And by the way, we've experienced it as personally Linda and I learned it. Was like, something's missing here. I read the Bible all the time, but it doesn't seem like it happens. What's wrong? And then I get led to, because you're not connected, abiding. And when you abide, you'll see things differently, and you'll walk in the Spirit, walk in the kingdom. So we did, and we see it, and we have just, so many testimonies of God's supernatural deliverance of the covenant. And the covenant is to move us to a place of peace and joy and excitement and adventure. And it's not just financial. It can be, it will be financial freedom. It's not necessarily wealth, but financial freedom. But it's all of these aspects of life. And so it's about the Abide Ministry. And he said, you know, Rich, you really just need to call yourself Abide Ministry. Because that's what you're known for. You know, why not?
Right.
You know, okay, so we do. We've changed it. And so we're Abide Ministry. So we have lots of little gifts, you know, pens and cups and shirts, merchandise.
We have merch.
that what we'd like to do is give it away. And we thought maybe we'd have a drawing, and we'll give away, you know, 10 packages of gifts that we'll ship you. And what we'd like to do is you know, through the next week or so, particularly as we go to 8th and hope, you know, we're going to just have a celebration. Usually we have End Times Friday. We're going to have a celebration that day. But, you know, email us, give us your name and email, and we'll put you in the list. And then it would be helpful as we're trying to expand into the church broader church market to on YouTube and Spotify and Apple, is to just designate is what they just say they like it or they're something.
Yeah, I mean, I think they can click a little button to like it. They can share it with other people. They can post it on different platforms of social media.
Yeah.
But anything like that that would help just get it out there would be great.
Yeah. And the purpose is, you know, for us, it's just to give it away. And the more and more people learn the truth of it, the more and more God will be glorified. Mm-hmm. And that's why we always connect people to God and to his word, not to us.
Right.
And so when we like even abiding, we just want the word out there, you know, just promote abiding. So we're going to come up with a nifty little package, and we'll keep announcing it. And we'll try to remind everybody now in the next week or so. But, you know, email us in, just say, I'd like to join that.
And like and share the podcast and YouTube.
Yep.
Comment on it. Anything that boosts the activity level actually is helpful.
Yes. Yeah. It's really exciting. So, you know, we're talking about hearing God's voice, and the question we talked about the question over the last couple sessions is, well, how do you recognize it? And again, part of the issue is. The depth of it is, remember, it's a spiritual voice. It's through this inner communication that, interesting enough, everybody has it. And I'm talking about the inner communication. And that is everybody in the world talks to themselves. And it's not a verbal thing. It's a specific words that you are saying, and you're just doing it through your soul,
your thought process,
and your thought process that you speak to yourself. Or you know, it's really funny, but you know, when you're in a, let's say you're with other people and they do something or say something, you're thinking. Now you don't say this because it would not be very helpful, but you can say, that's the most idiotic thing I've ever heard, you know, or that's crazy what they're doing or what they're saying. And you say that to yourself. It's not out loud. It's this inner process that God gave us. So the Holy Spirit, basically, as we start to connect with him, is able to use that. But distinguish it from our talk, self-talk,
right,
to his talk. So it's not a verbal thing, and that's why as we teach people this, and they're starting to learn it, because it's almost like, well, when I hear people say I hear God's voice, I attribute that to a verbal, God said something verbally,
right,
like my husband or my wife does. No. It's through this spiritual communication that's available to us, but he starts to hear it. And so they start to get in the word, and they start to process, and they don't even understand it. And then they say something you know, I got this thought, I got this idea, and I said, okay, stop just a second. Do you recognize you just heard God's voice?
Mm-hmm.
And like, that's God's voice? You know, yes. That's how it works. Now let's practice that more, because remember, my sheep hear my voice.
Right.
Well, how? Because they're the sheep are with the shepherd.
Right.
The baby's with the
and
parents.
And the more you're with them, the more you recognize it.
And you keep listening, you keep listening, and you keep understanding it, then you're able to respond to it. And yep, that's me. Yep, that's me. And then as you go further, it's now easily recognizable, because Jesus said in John 10, you won't follow a stranger.
Yeah.
You'll know the difference. And see, it's not how do I know, just what we just say is just practice it. You'll know.
Yes. Can I share just a sweet, super simple story? I won't name names in it, but there is a sweet young mom that I do life with and just enjoy. I've been teaching her abiding, and it's just so fun to watch God's word come alive to her. And she has such a heart for listening to God. And she has been really practicing this very thing. You know, we talk about practicing listening to God's voice, and she's really been trying to make space, which, you know, when you have young toddlers everywhere, it's hard to make space. Sometimes there's no quiet.
Yeah.
And so she's learning, how do I discern God's voice in the middle of the chaos sometimes, as well as making space for the time and the quiet. But just the other day, I got a text from her, and she was so excited because, again, like I said, she's been practicing this and making space for it. And that morning in her Jesus time, she had just felt like God told her a specific message for a specific mom friend of hers that she thought she would likely run into that morning, but didn't know if she would, but felt like there was a very specific message that she wrote down in quotes, basically what God said to give her this encouragement. And she's like, oh, okay, well, you know, I'll see, you know, kind of holding it loosely, but wanting to trust it, and like, okay. And then sure enough, she pulls up in the church parking lot. And as she's getting out, that particular mom pulls up in the parking space next to her, opens the door, and there she is. And she said, she looks at her and she's like, oh, she looks like she's doing okay. I don't need to say anything. And just felt that Holy Spirit prompting of, no, I told you this, you're practicing listening, speak what I said. Mm. And so she did. She stepped into the conversation, told her exactly. She's like, I just want to tell you, as I was spending time with God this morning, I felt like he said to tell you, blah, blah, blah. And immediately burst into tears, and both of them, and they're like, and finds out that the mom truly, she's like, yesterday was such a hard day. That as a mom, and I felt so unseen, and you know, all of these things that we do as moms, but she's like, I needed more than anything those words today to hear that God did choose me to parent my children, and that he does love me and he does see me in the middle of this. She's like, that is exactly what I needed.
Yeah.
And it was just such a sweet thing. And so my friend left super encouraged that, you know, a simple word of encouragement that God told her to speak to someone. And again, we always talk about God's working both sides of the equation. You know, he was bringing that mom to her in that space. You know, she had no idea what all had gone on. Yet at the same time, God was working this word of encouragement to give her. And then this was her opportunity to practice listening and then step out in faith and watch how faithful God is, and then recognize, okay, that was his voice. I did hear it. I recognize it a little more now, and I can respond to this.
Yeah, yeah. And see the really neat thing about the story is that, see, God says, I want you to learn this.
Mm-hmm.
And you learn it by practicing, trusting, experiencing that, even when she's, I don't know about this. And God, no, go ahead. And she did. Now, this is really cool. So your friend heard God's voice.
Yes.
Well, guess who else heard God's voice?
Her friend. Right?
See,
because God uses us to speak to other believers, too.
So it wasn't, I have a good idea for you.
Mm-hmm.
It was, God says and wanted me to communicate this to you. And that lady recognized it.
Mm-hmm.
That was God touching my heart.
Yes.
And she got to hear God's voice. And that's how it works, because, see, there's no system to this.
Right.
It's just being part of the process to hear and be part of it, particularly when we give it away. where we're assisting others by responding to what God says. Now, for your friend, and I know she, evidently she shared this with you, having had that experience, is she starting to recognize, oh, this is how it works.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that is growing her faith and her relationship with God in such beautiful ways, you know?
Yeah. So all we can do is say, don't put it in a box. Keep understanding there's lots of different ways, but it's through this spiritual inner communication that you start to recognize, and she could distinguish, oh, that's God, not me.
Right.
And see, the Holy Spirit's job is to do that. And that's what I tell people, trust it.
And he's really good at it. Yeah. He's good at his job.
And don't worry. He'll do it, and he'll keep correcting and reinforcing. And I use the analogy of, you know, as you assist a toddler, and you say, here's something I would like you to do or not to do. And they don't, or they do something the opposite. What do you do as a parent? You intervene.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Hey, nope. No, you didn't quite get that right. Let me say it again. Let me. Mm-hmm. Now, it's not the toddler isn't saying, am I getting it right? Am I getting it right? Am I getting it right? They don't say, they don't even think that way. But they know if they're not getting it right,
you're going to come in and help correct
me. Mom and dad are going to correct me, and I get it. You know. And so that's the role of the Spirit, is that the burden is actually on him, not us. Mm-hmm. We just have to have a heart when he says, like he said to your friend, is this really you? Am I really? And God says, yes. Well, yeah, but I don't know anything about her, and I really don't want to say something. I'm telling you, honey, I'm telling you, asking you, please say this. Mm-hmm. Now, she heard that because why? The Holy Spirit spoke it.
Right.
See that, see how cool that is? It's not. I hope I guess right. Mm-hmm. By the way, if we're not getting it right, that's okay to do it. And particularly, I can tell you the way that when I learned this, it usually was in the other direction. It was, I heard it. Mm-hmm. I processed it, and I then overruled it. Mm. No, I'm not going to do that. I don't know. I'm not going to be responsive here. I know I'm supposed to. I know I'm not supposed to walk into this restaurant, but I'm going to anyway. And then the truth of it would become known.
Right.
And he would say to me,
"Did you see?
Do you see that you did hear my voice? You struggled with following it, but you did hear it. So I'm telling you, and you're showing you, just like you did with your friend.
Right.
It turned out to be true." When it turns out to be true on both sides of it, you start to know the difference. And the beautiful thing is now you're in communication with the Holy Spirit all the time.
Right,
Because he interrupts, he talks, you talk to him, hey, how about this? What do I do now? You know, and because I'm involved in business scenarios, particularly that are difficult and people are self-centered, and they say and do things that are really irritating. And my personality is get to the truth of it, which is a good thing, except if I don't allow, you know, the process to happen, particularly with respect. And I can easily, particularly in my earlier days, I could respond with a real challenge and let's go debate this, you know, and I was a good debater, so I could win a lot of those debates just out of logic. Even when I knew I was not right.
Right.
The way I used to do it with Linda is I could convince her of something. And I even knew. Because
you loved the debate.
And I loved the debate. And I could talk to my inner voice. My inner voice was, Rich, you know that she's right. But I'm going
to
prove
it. You wanted to win the argument.
I'm going to win. But you know she's right. But you know, you're going to win it. So I could, my tendency is I don't mind the debate. And what I hear or see a lot, because I'm used to it, I want to say something. I want to engage. And the Spirit will say, if I was you, I wouldn't do it. I mean, the way he talks to me, he doesn't say, don't do it. He doesn't say that. He does it because I understand imitation.
Right.
And I'm not forcing you to. But he says, if I was you, I wouldn't say that right now. Mm-hmm. If I was you, I wouldn't engage in that right now. If I was you, I'd be quiet and let it play out a little bit further in all kinds of situations. Or, hey, now I do want you to say something. Here's what I want you to say. But it's out of the nature of God, see?
Right.
Which is always respect and honor and not harshness and not deep anger. And you start to recognize, and now you're talking to him all the time, and you mm-hmm. have the privilege of the God of the universe.
Right.
Who is the God of the universe that created it all and is, you know, omnipresent, talking to you personally.
Mm-hmm.
It's remarkable, you know, and your friend got to experience that. So that's a great story. So as we talked last time about hearing God's voice, and then 1 Thessalonians 5, where he says, test everything.
Mm-hmm.
And the testing is always inherent in the process of, in certain situations and certain things that I think I'm understanding, he says you can test it by the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Does it line up with the word I've already written? Because I don't violate that truth.
Mm-hmm.
So keep going back to the word and test it. And don't be afraid. And the testing is even a little bit more refined than that. And that is that when you're fuzzy, he said the way to test it is to get other people engaged.
Mm-hmm.
So that with Linda, and I know you do this with Dan, and we do this with Inner Circle, is I'm a little bit fuzzy on this. Let me tell you what I understand and what I heard God say. I want to test it. Not is it right or wrong. It's mm-hmm. that's not the test. The test is, could you help me get even more clarity? And I'm not sure yet, so I don't want to act yet.
Right.
I want to provide it openly for open discussion. So for everybody to confirm it, and let's keep talking it through. And the testing is really this. Do you have confirmation?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have clarity? And mm-hmm. and you kind of know.
Right. And I was going to say, again, that the peace of God will rule your heart, will
right.
umpire your heart. That's
right.
a big portion of that as well. Right?
Yeah, and that's part of the teaching that he mm-hmm. says of hearing my voice is what we call a checking in your spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, you know, you want to take an action, or I think I know the answer, and you get that little bit mm-hmm. of, I'm not sure, and that's the Holy Spirit saying, nah, you're not there yet.
Right.
And by the way, since you're not there yet, why would you not want to test it
mm-hmm.
and get other people involved with you to help clarify it? Because why? Because God gives you the answer in 100 different ways.
Mm-hmm.
But there will be confirmation. And one thing I do, I tell people as well myself, is they're looking for some confirmation from other people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's good. But if it's confirmed, it'll be confirmed in you.
Yes.
And you will have heard God's voice. You will say yes. Don't say, well, because three of my friends say yes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm going to go do it. Rather, it's, do I have that same yes in me?
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, if you don't, you're not there yet. And by the way, your friends could be way off. As I think we shared this, that a lot of people can say, you know, I want you, God said, I want you to go do this other thing, because they're operating out of selfishness. They're actually not hearing God's voice.
Mm-hmm.
And God will confirm it, you know, within us. So,
right.
You know, it's such a beautiful thing. Well, we're going to move into another kind of a section here of, you know, what does it look like to obstacles to hearing. And
good.
We're going to just set up the premise, and we'll get into this next time. But go to Deuteronomy 30.
Okay.
And just read verses 11 through 15. We're just going to set up the premise, and then we'll start getting into some of the obstacles.
Sure. For this commandment which I command you today is not too mysterious for you, nor is it far off. It is not in heaven that you should say, who will ascend into heaven for us and bring it to us that we may hear it and do it. Nor is it beyond the sea that you should say, who will go over the sea for us and bring it to us that we may hear it and do it. But the word is very near to you, in your mouth and in your heart, that you may do it. See, I have set before you today life and good, death and evil.
That's good. That's good. Yeah, good. And so we're going to get into the issues here is that, well, don't I need somebody else to tell me? That's one.
Mm-hmm.
And God says, no, God, set before you life and death, blessing or cursing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's implied here, you're going to have to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
My giving to you these choices of what my will is, do you have a heart to go? And it has to come from him because he says, I'm the one who does it, who's doing this.
Right.
So we're going to talk about what does that mean, first of all, and then two, what are some of the things that get in the way of that?
Mm-hmm.
That we would need to work through, because what we want to do is be in this beautiful, purely wonderful relationship where we are hearing his voice, and when we're corrected, we're still hearing his voice.
Mm-hmm.
And able to walk into the correction, because remember, he said, you don't have to be perfect at this. You just have to have a heart to stay with me. I'll guide you even when you're moving away from it. We'll really get into this, and it'll be fun. So, Heavenly Father, we thank you for just this beautiful truth that you set before us, life or death, blessing or cursing, and you say choose life. And so we pray that you'll give us the ability to hear it and then respond to it. And it will be the beautiful covenant life that you promise. So we thank you and praise you now in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for sharing, and thank you for joining us, everyone. If you have questions, send them in to us at questions@abideministries.com. And again, remember to tune in to the 750th episode this Friday, March 8th.
Yep.
Look forward to seeing you then. Yep. Take care.
See you then.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.